Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Connors. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bill Connors. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Thomas. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Buchek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Dick Comas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Comas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Stevenson scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Comas goes all the way around to score. Kessinger moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 0-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Connors is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harrelson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Comas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swoboda is 0-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spangler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stevenson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dick Comas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Comas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Comas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buchek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buchek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Bill Connors. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Stahl moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stahl scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-4. Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Selman now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swoboda. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Swoboda steals second. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jerry Buchek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buchek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Buchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Buchek. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Buchek steals second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Selma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. 1 out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buchek is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Buchek hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Selma is 0 for 1 in the game. Selma hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Selma for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Jerry Grote now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Clarence Jones pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.